Manager Peter Beadle, looks as though that was a victory, a hard-earned victory. You had to work to get turn that back around.
We did again. We give him a head start, which we've got to stop doing. And again, it was poor play by us. Great finish from the big fella in the end, great ball and great finish, but it come from a sloppy clearance. And, you know, we talked at half-time about actually moving the ball a little bit quicker and being a bit more dynamic in possession. And then within 3 minutes of the second half, we won down. So it's not, you know, didn't go quite to plan, but we showed what we got a bit about us today, and even with a team that, again, a second team in a week to come in two games in a week to come and put men behind the ball and slow the game down and, you know, take their time with throw-ins and waste as much time as they can. You know, what we've shown is we've shown a great amount of patience and resilience. And like I said, I mean, listen, I'm disappointed with the penalty, and I have to be honest, I just see Carlos go past the first chap, didn't see the challenge on him that resulted in the penalty, but we should have had the game sewn up before that anyway with the chances we had again. So although they're feeling a little bit hard done by with the penalty, and how hard they worked again, I thought they were excellent in the work rate, Shep Shed, but we've had enough chances, clear-cut chances to win the game. So I think in the end, a justified result, but probably came about in a way that probably they're not too happy about.
How important was it to get back on level terms so quickly?
Yeah, of course it is. You want to get back on terms as quickly as you can. The longer the game goes on, the more hope it gives them to hang on to it. So the fact we bounced back pretty quick was great. Another great finish and a great move. And we showed in the first half, when we actually put some passes together first half, two or three times, we cut them open and had half chances. And today we did it straight after their goal, which was nice. And I think that gave us the little bit of impetus that we needed to keep the momentum. Again, sending off, which meant once the game opened up, you know, it showed today exactly the two types of teams. When they come and play to defend and block us up and put men behind the ball, we find it hard to break down, but we do create chances. As soon as the team opens up against us, because obviously they're a man down today, and like Hina a few weeks ago, when they open up and they lose a member that togetherness, if you like, that block in the middle of the pitch, we cut them open, and it was only a matter of time of how and when we were going to get the second goal. And just a shame we didn't get it earlier, and I'm sure the game would have been a little bit easier seeing it through. But getting the penalty was nice. Nice to have a little bit of rubber the green for a change. And obviously we saw it out in the end of a couple of hair-raising moments at the end there. But we showed we're getting better at defending set pieces, corners, things like that, and we kept them out at the end.
A word for Solomon Wheatley. He's such an enigma, isn't he?
We think Sol's got a twin. We think one turns up for training and one turns up for games. Listen, he's a great kid and he works extremely hard, and he's just, it's just not happening for him. But we saw in pre-season what he's about, and whether it's a confidence thing, I don't know, or whether it's an intimidation of the size of the project we've run in here and with the club and everything else, I don't know. But he needs to change. He needs to perform as he did in pre-season in the league games. And he can't say he's not been given a chance. And listen, in spells today, I thought he'd done extremely well. But because he's such a big lad, and because when he makes a mistake, it does stand out a little bit. But he works extremely hard for the team. And we said, we've said to him that he's got to simplify his game a little bit at times. And again, you feel for him today because Carlos comes on, and within a minute of coming on to replace him, he creates the penalty. And with exactly the sort of thing that Sol can do, and we've seen him do it before. So he's having a hard time, but the team have rallied around him. We'll rally around him. He's finding it hard going. But he's working hard. And like I said, sometimes you forgive people mistakes when they work as hard as he's doing at the moment. So
we would actually give it in credit, because by the time that Morea came on, he'd done all the work on that fullback all afternoon. He'd given him a real hard time.
Yeah, he did. Like I said, we want some more quality of his end product. That's the thing that's lacking with Sol at the moment, is a little bit of end product. He had a hand in the goal here last week with a cross for the goal when we got back in it at 1 week, one each last week. And we know he's got it in him. He just needs to do it more consistently through the games. But like I said, he's a great kid. He works extremely hard in training and in games because he realises he's got a role to play in the team. And like I said to all the players, if you don't play well on the day, you've still got a part to play by working hard, doing the things that you should be doing in your position. And he's done that. So like I said, not a perfect day for him, but a good day for him. He's worked hard and, and we've got a result.
What about Ryan Green today?
Same as all the senior pros that have been here so far. Tony was the same, and Rob the same. He's done exactly what we'd expect him to do. He's shored things up a little bit. He probably wasn't down to start today, really. If Jimmy had been fit, Jimmy would have played because they deserve to, because we've had two wins on the bounce. So Ryan probably would have started on the bench. But sometimes one door shuts, another one opens for another player, and it did that today. But he came in and showed he needs a few more games. He's lacking a bit of fitness, so we'll see how he is on Tuesday. Ryan's been around the block and knows exactly what's needed. And like I said, the performance he put in was nothing short of what I would have expected from him.
And John Mills, 10 goals already.
Yeah, listen, Mills is, he should be on about 20 already with the chances he's missed. Yeah, you know, that's why we brought him here. We brought him here. He's 57 goals last year. He's 10 already. And we hope he gets a few more before, way before the end of the season. But like I said, he doesn't get them goals without the rest of the team. He, listen, he's a quality finisher, but he's also missed an awful lot of chances. But what, well, like I said before, pre-season, what's great about him is if he misses, he doesn't care. He just keep getting there, and he keep getting there, and he's scored the two goals today. So like I said, he's been great. He's a bit like Sol. He's a bit of an enigma around the place. He's very quiet and unassuming. But he works hard in the games, and he gets his rewards. But again, thanks, I'm sure he realises that it comes from hard work from the rest of the team to give him the opportunities that he's getting at the moment.
So two wins from this cluster of three home games. Can you make it three on the spin?
Oh, well, listen, we hope so. We're undefeated in four now, or five if you include Pershaw. We're on a little bit of a run. We had a little bit of a rub at the green today with a penalty. So we prepare properly now and recover and hopefully get ready for Tuesday, which will be another tough game against another tough side. And if we perform as we did second half from the beginning, then we're giving ourselves a much better chance of getting results.
And finally, quickly, Nathan Hughes pulled up in the pre-match build-up.
Yeah, we knew he had a bit of a knock from Tuesday night, but I thought he was going to start. He was going to start out wide in place of Sol. And he came in and said he was fine, he felt fine, no problems. But then in the warm-up, he straight away felt it. So, again, they didn't take a risk and lift him out today. And hopefully he may be OK for Tuesday. If not, then we'll get him ready for the following week.
Thanks for your time.
No worries.